I was on Twitter and everyone was like, Capital's like, what is happening?
Keep up to date with the latest WSL action and the biggest interviews.
It's just a measure of how their season has been going. They can't catch a break no matter how hard they're trying.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig podcast stream on the OTB Sports app now.
The GAA Club Championship Review on OTB Sports.
In partnership with AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships.
You're very welcome back. So in the final of the AIB Leinster Senior Club Football Championship, it is going to be Naas going up against Kilmacud Crokes. Kilmacud beat Port Arlington on Saturday night in today's second semi-final, but the main drama, I think it's fair to say, was in the curtain raiser as Naas eventually saw off the challenge of Shelmaliers from Wexford on a 2:15 to 1:13 scoreline after extra time. And one of the heroes on the night for Naas was Eamon Callaghan. Delighted to say Eamon is with us now. Good evening to you, Eamon.
How's it going? How are things?
Yeah, very well. So it must be strange celebrating a semi-final where the final is in the next calendar year. I presume you had a bit of wriggle room after Saturday night to let the hair down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it was nice to. It was a nice one to enjoy. In fairness, just with the whole build up and just being in Croke Park as well, and yeah, just getting back to the club and you know being able to have a few drinks was fairly sweet.
The match itself, people who didn't catch it on TV, was an incredible one. I don't think anybody totally wrote off Shelmaliers as underdogs there. I think they were 5-1, I think, beforehand, which I thought was maybe a little bit generous or kind of like a little bit harsh on Shelmaliers, I should say, beforehand, considering the run they had. At the same time, there was a sense maybe throughout the game that you felt that you were really up against it. And of course, Shelmaliers late on had a couple of opportunities to win the game. It was your free late on in injury time to level things up. From your own perspective, what was going through your head when you had that ball in your hands? Was it like this is straightforward right in front of the post, or were a couple of extra things running through your head?
Yes, a lot of things running through my head. Just trying to, I suppose, settle myself. Like when we won the free, I remember like a lot of the nice players kind of celebrating, and I remember just thinking, "Oh God, let's kick this over." So, I remember that, and then I was getting a bit of an earful from a few of their players, and I remember the referee saying it was the last kick. So there was a lot of things I had to kind of try and get out of my head. But yeah, no, look, once I got the ball in my hands, it was just into the same routine. I actually felt okay kicking it. So, I suppose, yeah, it was. I was just glad it went over, you know, because I just didn't want to even think about missing it or anything or miss hitting it at all. So I was just happy I kind of got a good connection on the kick, and that's all I was thinking about, really.
Is there anything that the Shelmaliers player said to you that you can repeat to us on live radio?
A few things. Some wasn't too bad, but it wasn't too bad. I suppose the lack of success I had in Kildare over the last 17 years was one of them anyway, but. I'm well used to hearing from that, so that wasn't a problem.
It's interesting that they go straight for that, isn't it? Like, I mean, because I was chatting to Owen Doyle after the game, and he immediately made the point in his first answer that like, he's endured a lot of tough days in Croke Park. Like when you throw on the White Hill there, obviously with Dublin's dominance in recent years, it has been, I presume, a tough enough hunting ground as not only a Naas player. I suppose you hadn't played there with Naas, but as a Kildare player, mostly, Eamon.
Yeah, like most of it, and especially it was all like the big games really that you were playing Kildare have been disappointing, you know, with like the Leinster finals, the All-Ireland quarterfinals, you know, the All-Ireland semi-finals we played in. A lot of the games we'd won up there with Kildare, you know, would have been maybe qualifier games, or, you know, we would have won the early rounds of Leinster maybe, you know, over the years. But I suppose, yeah, the big kind of games that you would remember being a Kildare player playing at Croke Park, like a lot of them didn't go our way, so it was nice to finally get one, a big day in Croke Park that finally did go our way. But it hasn't been a great hunting ground for like myself and Owen there, like who's been playing, like, you know, for Clare for the last few years.
Does it feel like maybe an exorcism of sorts of those bad memories in Croke Park, getting such a hugely emotional win on Saturday?
Yeah, well, like just personally, it did. Like, you know, for me. It did, I suppose, because I never would have thought I'd ever play there again, obviously, competitively. So, you know, and just the way the game unfolded, I suppose, was an extra kind of, you know, added an extra bit of kind of emotion to it as well at the end and at the final whistle. Like, you know, it's hard to explain because you're trying not to think about those kind of things before the match. But I suppose looking back on it, it was the first time, obviously, Naas had played in Croke Park. There was a lot of players who... on our team, obviously, who haven't ever played there and never experienced that. that kind of feeling of playing in Croke Park. And it was a massive day for them. It was a massive day for our club. And we were just delighted that we were able to somehow kind of come back in the last 10 minutes and turn around that game.
I'm not sure how much you read about these games in the build-up to it. I presume not very much, but your age gets brought up in every single article. You'll be sorry to hear. I presume the body feels as good as it's ever felt, or at least it's better than it felt a few years ago, because certainly if you were to look through the team on Saturday and try and pick out the 39-year-old, you would have struggled to do so.
I definitely felt every bit of it now on Sunday morning, to be honest. But I've been very lucky the last few years with injuries and things like that. Like, I try to look after myself as best as I can. But I don't feel any different than I would have a couple of years ago, to be honest. And I think just the kind of the way we play as well, and the kind of the youth that we have in the team as well, kind of helps me out an awful lot. And it saves my legs a bit. But I just try and look after myself. Like, I don't really think about my age or anything like that. I just kind of try and play as best I can and as often as I can. And I have been lucky enough, you know, that I haven't picked up any, you know, any knocks or anything like that recently. So, the body feels good. And I'm just kind of lucky that I have just plenty of younger lads on the pitch to kind of do all the heavy lifting for me.
Because a lot of these great club stories we see, or these great club teams that come along, there is the classic thing of the blend of youth and experience. And I wonder, like, has this young batch of Naas footballers that played so well on Saturday night as well, would they have always been considered something of a golden generation, Eamon? And when you see them coming through, are you thinking to yourself, I need to up my game here if I'm going to still be standing out in my late 30s, even on my club team?
Yeah, like, they have been, they were very successful underage. I think they won an All-Ireland Féile. A good few of them would have, a handful of them, I suppose, would have started on Saturday. I think the underage kind of success they've had over the last maybe 5 or 6 years in the club has, at minor level, say, and at under 21 level, has kind of come true. And I kind of saw it firsthand that there was a good bit of talent coming through. So it did give me a bit of motivation, I suppose, because just to maybe hang on for an extra couple of years if I could, just keep my body right. Keep the head down and try and play as much as I can. But things have worked out fairly well for Naas this year, obviously, you know, and it kind of came out of nowhere, really. But so I suppose for these younger lads, they're used to it. They're used to winning big games, in Kildare. So it's probably not as a massive surprise for them. But I'm just glad I was able to be around for it, I suppose.
Absolutely. Our club championship coverage on Off the Ball is brought to you by AIB, proud sponsors of football, hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. Check out the toughest for more. That's the hashtag. Eamon, it's interesting when we talk about the club in general. You mentioned that the underage success, it's success across a couple of codes as well. Next month is a Leinster final in the Intermediate Hurling Championship, as well as obviously the Senior Club Football Championship at this point. How many different things would have had to happen in your life for you to have picked up a hurl as well as a football? Because I understand it wasn't too far away from being your reality.
Yeah, no, I would have been actually more probably into hurling. Like, at an early stage, I probably was more of a hurler. My family are my mother is Limerick, and my uncle Paddy Kelly is a hurling legend down in Limerick. He won an All-Star back in the 80s, and I would have always been both football and hurling when I was younger. But I don't know why. When I was about 15 or 16, I kind of stopped playing hurling. And Naas were actually very strong back then as well. You know, in the early 2000s, I think they were kind of strong. But they went on a bit of a streak of not getting anywhere. But they've obviously come strong in the last couple of years now as well. And they're flying, you know, and they've been successful there for the last couple of years. And it's just unbelievable to think that we both. The footballers and the hurlers, you know, winning the county championships this year in the same year, and now, you know, it's great that we're able to say that we're representing the clubs again for both codes in the Leinster final. It's just it's unreal.
And were you a good hurler at 16?
I wasn't great. Now, probably I was actually a goalkeeper, so right. I don't know how I was throwing in goals for a few years. I remember, but I would have been okay now. Jeez, I wouldn't have been. Up to the likes of James Burke now or Brian Byrne or any of these lads now, but No, I wouldn't.
I guess the idea of that club then, and kind of not just the sense that it's like a proper jewel club, but like reading Colm Keyes, I think it was, in the Irish Independent on Saturday, he was talking about NAIS GAA in terms of what they cover for football, hurling, camogie and ladies football. 2,800 members at this point, and it kind of epitomises the growth of urban GAA away from Dublin within Leinster. Like, there has been a sense, maybe, obviously you didn't win a county title since 1990 until this year, that maybe now that you finally got over the line on that front, that there could be a pretty promising spell on the horizon for the club in general.
Yeah, like we've always had that kind of stigma that there's people talking about, like how we hadn't been successful because of the numbers we've had, and it's, I don't know why. You know, we've always had kind of big numbers in the club, especially in the last 15-20 years. We've had a lot of numbers in the club, but it doesn't guarantee success. Like there's no guarantee at all that people might think that. That we're going to be around for the next 10 years. There's absolutely no guarantee of that, and we're well aware that how competitive it is in Kildare. So we don't really look into that, to be honest. There's plenty of things going on in the club that happened to deal with those numbers. You know, and it has been a problem in the past dealing with the amount of players that we have coming through. But I thought we dealt with it very well this year, and. It's obviously great to have, and it's the work that's been done at underage in the last few years has been brilliant, and that's probably spanning back to 20 years ago. So it's a matter of just kind of keeping that underage structure strong, trying to get things going at underage to bring them up to senior level again, and again just to be competitive, I suppose, is what you want, and you'll always have a chance once you're doing that.
So what is the plan for this week then, Eamon? Do you have to be a little bit careful what you're consuming over Christmas or anything like that, or are you going full hog on it and you can worry about the Leinster final after Christmas?
Yeah, I'd be going full hog anyway for Christmas Day anyway. But yeah, I know, like there's not, like, look, we've been lucky enough, we've played every, I think the last five or six games we've played have been 2 weeks apart, so we've 3 weeks for this one. So I think this week could be just kind of getting back into the routine of it, keeping ourselves kind of taking over, a few knocks and a few bumps to look after, I suppose, and we'll be able to enjoy our Christmas anyway.
I was chatting to Robbie Brennan, the Kilmacud manager, after they won at the weekend, and he says sometimes Kilmacud's reputation or any Dublin GAA's clubs, GAA club's reputation can get attached to the Dublin County reputation a little bit too easy, that people expect them to win. I presume when you see people favouring Kilmacud for this Leinster final, you're licking your chops. You love the prospect of being an underdog in that situation.
I don't think we'd look too much into it. Like, I know Sheldon Lears were massive underdogs coming into against us, and I couldn't understand that, to be honest, because I'd seen them play a few games that they played, their results obviously, and I couldn't believe where they were getting this kind of this underdogs tag from, but we knew it was going to be a huge battle, so it's the same for the next day. I wouldn't read too much into it, but it's a massive step up, I think, in terms of the experience that they've had. A lot of their players, be very comfortable in this position. For us, it was our first kind of moment, like obviously our first game on TV, even first game in Croke Park. A lot of our players haven't played in Croke Park, so it was a lot of that. We're good to get that out. It's good to get that out of the way in the semi-final, but the final is just going to be, tougher again against, tougher opposition. And, their favourites are probably deserving favourites, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a chance of winning it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, Eamon, it's been great chatting to you. Congratulations once again on making a Leinster club final, and best of luck over the next 3 weeks.
Thanks very much. Take
Cheers.
Care.
Eamon Callaghan of NAIS there, and they're going to be up against Kilmacud Crokes in the AIB Leinster Senior Club Football Championship final next month. Quick break.
The GAA Club Championship Review on OTB Sports.
In partnership with AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships.